Hello guys, good evening. Welcome to another episode with Vintage and Vintage Heart. Happy Thursday, happy new month, happy October, and most importantly, happy Independence Day to my Nigerian friends and listeners all over the world, wherever you are. A happy Independence Day to you. It's a big moment for Nigeria. Today we are officially 60 years old. Now that is big. It is big. It's big. Can I please hear some excitement? All right, now we are talking. I mean, it's a big moment for Nigeria. 60 years on the journey. Wow, that is no joke. I mean, 60 whole years. I mean, there are a lot of talks on the road, a lot of negativity, a lot of negative energy, really. An average Nigerian man has about 10 negative things they have to talk about against Nigeria each day, and it's you can't really hold it against them because a lot is happening. We are seeing a lot. I have been, you know, in a position where I've had a very bitter experiences actually. I mean, I've been in Nigeria all my life, never traveled out, never gone anywhere. It's been Nigeria all the way for me, and I'll be a liar if I said it's been all smooth and sweet. You know, I've had very terrible experiences, people that, you know, you wouldn't expect such things from. And you know, there is a problem, okay? We cannot say that, because I mean, where isn't a problem? There's a problem everywhere, but particularly we are concerned with our country, right? So I am bringing out this episode to talk about my country, Nigeria. I have said a happy birthday to it, and I love my country. I mean, I love Nigeria. I will get into that, you know, as I talk, but I just wanted to, you know, tell you guys, whoever's listening out there, I know that we are currently on a series, Love on the Streets of Lagos. I mean, it's like perfect timing, you know, Love on the Streets of Lagos, and it just happens to be the birthday of the country. It's like fate is telling me you got to talk about this, and I mean, either ways I would have. It's just like, it's perfect. It's like, it's perfect, okay? And I'm certainly going to do my best to talk about all that I have to say, stay a bit fact, and talk about my experiences if I can manage that, and try to, you know, be as quick as possible. But you know, generally I'm a talkative, so don't expect anything short. I'm going to take your time, so I hope that you're ready for me. I mean, it's just Thursday out of every week. Please, you can give me that much. All right, so here's to anyone listening. If you're, you know, waiting for some romantic thing about love, I'm sorry to disappoint you, this episode is not for that. So you could sit and listen and probably see if you could enjoy or learn something from this episode, or I mean, you could just totally come back and check tomorrow or next week, you know, come back and check next. Yeah, I meant to say next week. All right, you check next week and we are back to businesses, back to what we have for you, back to love in the streets of Lagos. I mean, this is not even off topic. I'm talking about Lagos, I'm talking about Nigeria. It's like, it's a perfect match. All right, so told you, if you're not interested in this, come back next week. But if you are, sit anyways and just see if you can enjoy this. All right, so before I move on, before I go into the main topic of the day, I must do something for the last birthday present that I have for Nigeria. Here is our national anthem. I promise it's gonna be short. I like it. I found this online, and it's like, it was really cute. I just have to play it, please. It's very short. Just listen. Okay, let's get right into it, right? Nigeria at 60, that is big. I mean, every single year it keeps getting real. You know, I'm growing as well, so like every year it's like, okay, we're just growing and growing. Last year we were in 60, next year we won't be 60 anymore. It feels like, you know, we should at least have one single thing to show for each year. Like, okay, at 60 we did this, you know. And many a times it seems like, you know, there really isn't anything to show. I mean, 2020 hasn't been the best year for anybody, not just for countries and stuff. But I feel like we're not really getting the whole point, you know, because every single 1st October, either in social media or, you know, just in the real world, outside in the bus, the market, on the street, you tend to hear people talk about, you know, every single bad part of Nigeria on that day. I mean, it's 1st October. The ones carrying the flag, the ones posting on their social media, and the ones that are lamenting, and like, what exactly are we celebrating? You know, every single year we go about posting these things. What have we achieved? What did we achieve last year? And I feel like, yeah, they're right. You know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done in various sectors, in various areas in this country. There is a lot of work. I cannot lie about that. We, you know, can be in a much better place than we are now. And the problems are most of the time staring us in the face. We, you know, talk about it like, you know, if we had the chance or the power, we could do it differently. But I'm not going into all of that. You know, politics is a whole different game. What I'm trying to say is that even though we are right about all of these things, you know, we've been victims at some point, you know, something happens to us or we find ourselves in a place where it's just, you know, just bad experience, you know. But the thing is, on 1st October, Nigeria is celebrating its independence, okay? And I feel like we don't exactly understand the whole idea behind that. We are growing, yet it's our birthday. 60 years ago today, there were a group of people that took out their time, that brought out their life, they sacrificed themselves, their time, and their whole self to the this fight for freedom for us back then. I don't think any of us actually realizes that 60 years ago, people like that, normal people like you, like me, they had lives, they had families, but for some reason, personal or, you know, known to them or known to the public, they brought out this this huge part of their life to fight for the whole freedom of the country. We're such in a bad place then. I don't know if you guys actually, you know, think about it, like when we're colonized, the things that they had to do, how many people died for such petty reasons, how much was stolen, you know, how much was damaged. And this group of people, they brought out their life, they practically put in everything that they had towards making sure that we were free from these people. They were successful. Yeah, so I get that there are a lot of people that keep saying that perhaps it was too early, you know, like we should have learned a lot more, we should have been patient. And I'm trying to be patient to see the logic behind that talk, because you're telling people that have been subjected to years of suffering that because, you know, they could have learned a little bit more by force, they should have stayed in such a bad, you know, unfavorable life at that time, knowing that even if they did get their freedom, there was still another way to learn. You know, you telling them that they should have taken the bad part of learning, I feel like it's not really making sense, you know, because they chose to be free. These people were dying. Their country wasn't safe for them. They were being killed in their own country. They didn't have a say. They were just basically slaves in and outside of their country, you know? So I'm just imagining that kind of situation, and I cannot imagine being born there. So I'm imagining tons of thousands of people back then lost their lives, their families, their properties, their dignity, and so much more. I cannot go into graphic description, but you can just imagine living in that time. And this group of people made it their mission that they wanted to put an end to this, that even though they might not have had the worst experience personally, that people were suffering and they were in a position to make a change. And they stood for this motion and they pushed it, and it took years, but they were successful. I'm talking about people like Nnamdi Azikiwe, Bafemi Awolowo, Tafawa Balewa, Ahmadu Bello. I'm talking about somebody like Alvin Ikuku. So many of them. There's so many of them who put their lives on the line to to secure a future for us today. And I feel like we should understand that that is the whole essence of this. You know, on every 1st October, do you actually realize that 60 years ago, or 50 years ago, or 66 years ago, I'm talking about, you know, in the future now, do you know that you ought to look back and realize that these people had normal lives? And then they stood to fight because they knew that we could have something better than what we had then. And it is because of them that we have what we have now. Imagine if they didn't fight. Imagine if they didn't put in the work. Imagine if they were just like every other person says, I mean, it's not my problem. We can continue like this. I mean, I'm not really having it the worst or anything like that. Just, can you just imagine if they had just even a tiny bit of the attitude that most of us have today? It would be a terrible, terrible outcome because we will still be trapped or maybe not that close to freedom, you know? So I feel like we actually owe it to them to appreciate what they have done. You know, it's in our national anthem to appreciate the works of our leaders. God, we have to uphold the work of our leaders gone. We have to keep that legacy that they have created. These people put their lives on the line for us. They worked for this. Now, can you honestly say that all through your lifetime, however old you are or young you are, that you have done just one thing that you can say will impact Nigeria differently or correctly or in a good way? Can you honestly say that you have done something all on your own, not because someone says you should do this, not because you're legally bound by law to do it, no, but because you see this country as your own, that you would want to actually do good for it all on your own, by your own initiative? Can you say that you've done that? Because that's what these people did, and that is what we are celebrating today. So comment and lament as you want. Nigeria has come a long way. 60 years of preserving the freedom and independence that a couple of people fought for years back. 60 years of doing that, of pushing new government, new rules, a new fight, and new headaches, and new problems all over and over and over again. We keep fighting each year because we should. Do you understand? We cannot afford to make ridicule of what these heroes fought for years ago. So you should understand that on Independence Day, you are appreciating the works that were done for us by our forefathers, our heroes. They worked to get us what we have today. And Independence Day is about appreciating that. And as you are appreciating it, it should create in you this hunger to want to make it better. What they started years ago, you actually owe it to yourself, not to anybody at all. You owe it to yourself to continue in that little way that you can. Yes, the government has the responsibility to rule and preserve this country. But you as a citizen, you as, you know, an individual, you are a part of this country. You cannot subtract Nigeria from yourself for life, for the fact that you are born here. Change your nationality if you want. Die if you want. Or when you do. Point is, Nigeria is always going to be a part of the story. Now, can you honestly say that you can be a part of Nigeria's story? There are a lot of things you should consider on Independence Day. Independence Day should be when you think about, you know, what is happening, how this affects you, how you can affect it. It should really be a more positive approach from us, because I feel like every single year we're doing the same thing. We're lamenting. You know, we're watching the news and we're just unhappy. We are sad. We're looking at this. You know, we're shouting to the TV. We're shouting at the news people. We're shouting, you know, to people that are not even there. But you as a person, have you actually done anything in that year that you can say that, oh my God, I did this? And, you know, it might be little, but I did do it. It starts little. You understand your field of work. What is it that you can offer? What is it that you have? What is it that you're doing right now? That even if you don't really make a monetary, you know, impact, it can still go that small way. So that when you're telling somebody that you should be doing more, the person can look at you and see like, okay, he's actually doing something. So when he tells me I can be doing more for this country, when he tells me that I'm not doing enough, I listen.
Because if we can individually portray a life that is worth emulating, then I can tell you that it is the change that everybody has been hampering for. It's not all left for the government. I mean, I see some individuals that exhibit some sort of level of, you know, some level of nonchalancy with how they live, how they behave. You know, they just come across as, I don't care. Then how do you expect others to care? If you don't care, can you really hold it against somebody that they don't care? How can you live in a place and you're saying you don't care? Your kids, the kids after them, your neighbors, your friends, your family, you don't care. Do you really think, no, do you actually think that that attitude will not come around to affect you? Because on your own, you are not doing anything, anything at all to impact this country. And I'm saying even the ones that you actually owe it to yourself to do that can actually keep life safe. Driving according to the rules, the speed limit, putting on your seatbelt, not driving expired car, not driving with an expired car part. And then, you know, you put yourself in a position where you have to bribe policemen, you have to give them money on the road, or, you know, you're into pen robbery, or, you know, the place you're working, you have the authority to do something differently, but then, you know, it's been done that way years and years, and you just fall into, you fall into role, you know, it's just, you're continuing because it has always existed. But you come around and then you're in a position where there's a conversation happening and everybody's saying Nigeria's not doing anything, Nigeria's not growing, Nigeria is bad, it's poor, it's this, it's that. And you have the guts to open your mouth and then you're pouring out such comments into the conversation, whereas you are not doing anything. I feel like that is what this day is all about. To sit and think about how we can actually impact this country. Independence Day happened 60 years ago. This is just a remembrance. Yeah. Now, what can you do to make each year that you remember 60 years of a fight, or 60, 61, or 62? What are you doing in that year to make that day worth remembering? So that when you look at last year's independence and you say, like, I did this, this year I'm going to do this. It gives you purpose. It gives life purpose, really. You know? And what are we talking about on this My Series? I'm talking about love on the streets of Lagos. Now tell me, if you don't have love for your country, love for your environment, the people in it, how exactly do you expect to live a good life, a happy life, some sort of peace of mind? How do you expect to have that? Because you're going to be angry at everything. You're making yourself open to negative and just bad energy. Because an unhappy person is an unhappy person. You cannot be happy here and be unhappy in all the other places. It doesn't work that way. It's going to rub off on that happy place that you think you have. That negativity, that unhappiness, it's going to rub off. Why? Because we might not really realize it, but sadness is actually more powerful than happiness. Yeah, think, yes. When you're sad, when you're angry, when you're unhappy, these three emotions, they are way stronger than being happy. They easily overpower it. Very easily. So you thinking that you can balance you being happy with this person and you being unhappy with every other thing, it's going to clash. And unhappiness is going to overpower that happiness. So don't think you can build two mansions on one foundation. All right? You have to, in your own little way, spread out love to every part of your life. And your environment is a big, big part of your life. Imagine living in a country where, you know, you're not even interested in the growth. The small things that you can do, littering or reporting some, you know, cases that you happen to be a witness to, all those little things you can do, you just want to completely withdraw yourself from, you know, and then you expect some sort of peace. It won't happen, because even when there isn't peace, you know, you can't really say anything about it because you have not done enough to lament and comment about the situation of things. And if you have been doing something, then you shouldn't stop, because until you get what you are hampering or fighting for, you should never stop. Nigeria can be better. Even when we are twice as good as what we are now, next year, if we are twice as what we are now, we can still be better. Do you understand? What I'm trying to say is that the fight for Nigeria should never stop. It should live with you. As you go about your daily activities, you should have that mindset to push Nigeria upward, not to drag it in the mud, not to always have negative and, you know, all the sad and bad comments about it. We understand that things are not working in their best way right now, but they can get better. And what are you doing to make it better? Because we all have that responsibility to do, even if it's one thing for this country. In all of our lives, just one thing. So I put it to you today, Nigeria at 60, you're posting it on your social media, you're calling people, you're sending messages all over the place. Can you honestly say that you have done something for this country? Can you honestly say that as an individual, that you've made an impact in a good way, even if it's the littlest? That is what we should be asking ourselves today. Independence Day should not be the day to drag your country in the mud. So post the pictures. I'm very happy. I see a lot of hashtags on my handles. You know, people are actually saying good things this year more than the last. And other people, of course, they're still the laments and the comments and everything. I don't know much about government. I don't really concern myself with who stole money. And who's going to prison, you know, I try not to, honestly. I feel like it's really not what I'm after, you know, I mean, it's not going to do anything for me. I don't have any power in that area. But what I do have interest in is looking at the parts that need work. You know, this happens to me, and then, you know, I look into it. Okay, this has actually happened to a lot of other people. Can I do something about it? Can I, you know, talk about it, to shed light on it? And if I can, I do. If I can't, I find another way to perhaps get another person to talk about it. I'm not saying that I have done so much. I have really not done anything. But the thing is that I would want to if I could. If I find myself in a position where I can do something, I would want to do it. And that cannot be said for every single person in this country. It cannot be said for half the percentage of the people in this country. And I understand that we have been in a position where we've been hurt by this country personally on very personal levels. But you need to understand as well that until we all start working, until we all start making a move on our own, it's going to keep on taking years upon years, and we're going to be looking ahead and praying and hoping that we attain this. And it's going to take twice the journey time. I am not prophesying bad. I am telling you fact. If we do not start to work, Nigeria is going to keep on dragging its feet as it climbs this mountain of progress that we are on. And each and every one of us can help by giving it a push. So until you start to do that, until you start to have that positive mindset that, okay, this is not going well, but I can actually put myself out there to do little. Is it on my social media that I can post about this, that I can shed more light on this, to create awareness about this, you know, to actually want to do something good? If we can carry that love in our heart for this country, I feel like we are very, very, very well on the road to becoming much more better than what we are right now. Okay? So love on the streets of Lagos is not just about your friends. It's not about your relationships. And I know on the last episode I talked about self-love. It's not just about you now. Yes. Because when you have love for yourself, when you have love and you've started that journey and there's love in your heart, you cannot just afford to, you know, on your own, you cannot not share it out. It's impossible for you to have that amount of love, for you to start that progress, for you to start that journey of self-love and not want to spread it out. Whether or not you know it, you know, voluntarily or not, it's going to rub off on everything around you. And you find yourself living a much easier life. Because honestly, love is easier than hate. Hate is more powerful than love. Love is stronger. Love is power. Love is change. And once you will start to live love, you start to live by love. We start to live in love. We start to live with love. We are going to be far, far from what we want to be. That big picture that we have, you know, those people that we're comparing ourselves to, those countries that we so much want to be like, we are going to take a very long time to even come as close or half as close as, you know, what they have right now. So my message to you today on Nigerians Independence Day is to show some love to Nigeria. This year, and I'm not talking about today. Today, yes, we're all going to be hype about it. We sing the national anthem, we push our flags, and you know, we hashtag this, hashtag that. It's cute. But I'm saying after today, for you to keep that spirit, that hype spirit, that high spirit, you know, for Nigeria. This country really is ours to grow. It is absolutely. Nigeria is 60 years old. I cannot say I've been alive all of that 60. I certainly have not. But I want to see it get to 70, and 80, and 90. And each and every one of those years, I want to look back to the previous one and say that yes, we are doing more because we have to. We must do more. Imagine living in this country and you're sure of security, you're sure of power supply, good roads, good schools and hospitals, and you know,
you see all of that. That big picture, that beautiful picture that we have, that we envision for Nigeria, all of it is very much possible. No matter how it's looking right now, it's very possible for us to attain that. But we need to understand that for that to even become, you know, something that is foreseeably close, we need to start putting in the work today. Because a lot of people just talk, you know, I mean, a lot of people complain. You know, I'm in the bus or, you know, I'm just like walking in the street and a couple of conversations around me. And then, you know, you're listening with one ear and stuff like that. And then people are like seriously, seriously complaining about this and that and this. And, you know, I completely feel, you know, for them. I feel with them because I see these things happening as well. You know, but I always, you know, I say to myself all the time, I can't say it to them because we're strangers and all of that, but I say to myself, you know, despite all these things they were doing, all the talking and complaining and pointing out, and you know, what exactly are we doing? Each and every one of us, we have a responsibility to do something for Nigeria. Okay, Nigeria is just it's like a child, you know. She needs to be taken care of. She needs every love that she can get. She needs every hand on deck. She needs each and every one of us to push her to the top. We cannot leave that work for some and others are reaping the benefit. No, it's for everybody. As long as you live here, you know, you're a Nigerian, you have that responsibility to help make this place better, to help make this country better. And it starts with the littlest things that you can imagine. You know, for starters, praying for the country. And then you doing your own part to make sure that you are on the right side of the law, that you are making sure that everything that you do is in compliance with what has been stipulated by law in the country. I'm telling you to be law-abiding citizens. That's what I'm telling you. Yes, I'm telling you to be law-abiding. And I'm telling you to have the best of Nigeria at heart. You know, don't go and sell our country in the blink of an eye. You're traveling out or you have international influence. Promote the country, really.
and the work, the main work, the government work, we can only pray and hope that, you know, the hearts of those people in power are touched and we begin to see change as soon as humanly possible. You know, that is where the prayer comes in. Nigeria is an independent country today because a couple of people put in the work 60 years ago. Now, each year after that 1960, each year and each year again, October 1st, we remember their work. And as we remember their work, we ought to also remember our own work. What do I mean by that? It means that as we are looking at the works of this very early founding fathers, we have to also place our work side by side so that we know what we are not doing well and what we ought to be doing better. Okay, it doesn't just, you know, cut it that we are saying thank you to Tafawa Balewa, thank you to Nnamdi Azikiwe, you guys were great, you saved our people from, you know, our colonial masters, and we are free today, we're free today. Yeah, well, okay, what have you done with the free country that has been given to you? Because we have Nigeria at the palm of our hands. And I say to people all the time, whatever Nigeria becomes today, you know, it's not going to be on any of our founding fathers' heads. No, they have done their part. So people saying that perhaps they should have stayed a bit back in, you know, such an awful situation that they were in, then, you know, that's just, it's an awful thing to say, really. It's just wrong. What we are today, what we have today, where we are today is because of us. For the government that has been in power, they are the ones that has taken the journey that they started and is taking it to where it is right now. Whatever it is that you're seeing that is happening, it is no longer in their hands. So when we remember them, what they have done, we shouldn't really spoil that memory with such negativity of what is happening. Those things aren't their fault. They did a good work. They did something really great. And I don't want that, you know, I don't want that to be undermined in any way. I wish that we could see just how much we are belittling what they did. Because every year, complaints upon complaints, and it's like, we're not really getting this thing anymore. Independence Day is to appreciate this couple of people that did this. That is what Independence Day is all about. All right, I hope I've been able to clear that up. Independence Day is very, very different from whatever, you know, we have right now. Independence Day happened 60 years ago. Every other day after that, October 1st, that we, you know, celebrate it, it's like a remembrance. And too many times I feel like, you know, we're basically tarnishing this very big thing that these people did for us, and, you know, it's not cool. It's not cool at all. So we have to understand that the cause of our problem is not because some people wanted out from the bondage that they had. But hey, what am I saying, right? I don't know much. I don't know anything. But what I do know is that there are more people that are causing problems for us right now in this country than Tafawa Balewa and Nnamdi Azikiwe. Yeah, there are much more people that we can hold responsible for the things that are happening here. So don't blame these people for wanting out. I mean, they were in an awful situation. They could have it better. And all they had to do was stand for what they wanted and fight, and they did that. And believe me, I cannot tell you that it would have been an easy job. So putting in all of that work, they did something great. I mean, forever they will be remembered for that. So one thing I would like to say is that we shouldn't tarnish the image of what they have created, what they have done, their legacy, what they have achieved in their lifetime. That is a separate thing from what we are currently facing. So now that I have established that, I hope that we understand that you complaining about current situations and failures and problems and all of that is cool, yeah, but don't just make it seem like it's the fault of our founding fathers. They did their work. Now it's left for us to do ours. And I'm saying it, yes, the responsibility lies with each and every one of us. You have to start to make a move. Waiting for the government that you might never meet or, you know, ever be able to lay your complaints with, it's like, it's not going to yield to anything, right? So how about you start doing the little that you can, your field of work or what, you know, your expertise or whatever it is that you have that you can offer Nigeria positively. You can start by that. It doesn't have to be a monetary, you know, impute. It just has to be that heartfelt love for this country that you know that if you actually had that power, the main power, to make a change, that you would, but you have to start right now. So obey the laws, you know, try and think of ways to help this country with your platform, your social media platform, air concerns and let people bring solutions and let us have a more positive attitude to Nigeria. I cannot stress this enough, you know, Nigeria is home. Wherever you go, however far you leave, you know, or, you know, you just happen to stay, you always going to be a Nigerian. And I like to think that, you know, there's a reason why of all the other countries in the world, we were born here. So let's not by ourselves spoil this country. The nonchalant attitude, the disappointment and the tiredness, the lack of hope and faith, it needs to stop. You know, we can actually do more, no matter how little, okay? See, that next year, 2021, 1st October, when I'm looking back at this day, when you are looking back at this day, you can say that something good has been added since last year. I sincerely hope that for all of us. I sincerely hope that, okay? So, remember, you're listening to a talkative that, you know, just can't shut up. So, if you're listening to get some sort of expert political opinions, then, well, I hope you're disappointed, because, I mean, I have absolutely no interest in politics, and all I really want is to see Nigeria in a better place, and, you know, I try my best to say it as I see it, as I feel, and as I think it. Okay, so that's all I'm doing here. This is not a platform for political critics. No, neither is it for romantic advice or love counseling and all of that. I mean, you get in the drill, right? I'm just a talkative. I really like to talk. And I know that in all of the things that I say, there's a little bit of sense in it, which is why I keep doing it. Because there is sense at the end of the day, and that makes me happy. It makes me really happy that there's some sense in every bag of, you know, every bag of nonsense. You know, you can't spell nonsense without sense, right? So in a bunch of nonsense, it's a little, just a tiny bit of sense, right? But hey, I'm not saying all I've said is nonsense. It certainly wasn't. I put in time and I put in work to this, okay? This is things that I feel, and I feel very strongly about them. So don't call it nonsense. I'm just trying to, you know, tell you that. Don't think too strongly about it. These are my opinions. I hope they get you thinking. I hope they impact you and make you feel something that, you know, you need to start to work for this country. All right. It's our Independence Day. I tell you a happy independence because I want you to have a happy day. So stop thinking so much. Stop overthinking. Stop stressing it. Right. I say happy independence. Have a happy day. 1st October. It could be just like any other day for you. Or you could take our time to feel something for, you know, just feel a little bit of joy that we are where we are today. You're alive, you know, this country is at peace to an extent. There's no war, you understand. We're not in absolute poverty. There's hope, you know. I keep saying that. I mean, for every good thing there seems to be a but at the end of the day we are here, okay? And there's hope and there's strength. You see people that are actually clamoring for a change, and that makes it look good. You know, we are seeing a future that is actually looking good. And that's the essence of all of this. I mean, why are we leaving if there's no hope? So we keep on fighting. We keep on pushing because we know that Nigeria can be beautiful. I say it. It can be beautiful.
All right. So that love that you have, do not exempt it from Nigeria. Do not exempt Nigeria from it. You got to show love to Nigeria, to your environment, to every single person around you, and let it show that you are on a journey of self-love. Because when you give love, you certainly gonna get love back. Imagine everybody in Nigeria showing love, being happy, content with what we have, and working towards even better. Can you imagine living in such a place? It's going to be amazing. And that is what we have to start working towards. It's that with you. Okay, that is what all of this is about. I'm trying to tell you, that is what I've been trying to tell you. Okay, you just have to take it one day at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time. We can fly, right? So we got to start the little that we can and pray with all of our might that it's not in vain. Okay, so I hope that you've had a good day so far. I know that I certainly had a good one. Yeah, it was a good one. I believe it's public holiday, so you're much rested. And, you know, whenever you get back to work, get back strong. And hope you just carry a message from here onwards and let it impact you in some way. All right, I'll see you, or you will see me, or we will see each other next week. Thursday, as always, and we are going to get right back into love in the streets of Lagos. Okay, do not forget, you need to love this country. You cannot overlove Nigeria. No, it's not possible. You know, so for every love that you have, you can double it, you can triple it even. Okay, so you start to work to make this place a better home for all of us. And I promise you, I'm promising you, you're not going to regret it. Okay, because you make a good home for yourself, then you make a good home for everybody. And a good home for everybody is, well, is heaven. Okay, I'll see you next week. Make sure that you make out time for me. I must be expecting you. Bye.